Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you. You have come among us in such great love in Jesus. Bless us that we will always hail him as the ruler of our hearts and sovereign of our lives, that we will follow him in gentleness and justice with humility and courage. Bless us that we will share in his obedience to your will in joy and confidence. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Peace on earth and glory in the highest. Grant us your salvation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him, for they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people." While he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard, and she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who spoke in anger, and they scolded her.
"Why was the ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for nearly a year's wages, and the money given to the poor."
"Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. The Gospel of the Beloved Jesus Christ.
That woman was truly free. Like so many in the Bible, unnamed, we know nothing about her except this one thing. Something happened. Something that Jesus did or said moved her, healed her, opened some door that maybe long had been closed, and filled her with this gratitude and compassion for Jesus, and set her free. The love that she had for Jesus was what set her free. She had no power, no influence, no status. What she had was love for Jesus. And it set her free from the fear of what other people would think, all the criticism that she got. It set her free from worrying about what if she were too generous and gave away what probably was her life savings, lavishing it on Jesus. She was free. Free to show this love to Jesus. I wouldn't be surprised if she was a woman who knew scorn and abuse and rejection. Because when you've experienced that, you're hypervigilant. You notice it. And she could see what the others couldn't. But Jesus was about to experience that same thing. He was about to be scorned and rejected. And so in love, she comes to share this gift with him and to stand in solidarity with his suffering, no matter what it costs her, with courage and humility and deep compassion and utter vulnerability, pouring herself out for Jesus. It's a little foreshadowing, a little foretaste of what Jesus is about to do. With great love and humility and enduring this vulnerability to stand with us in our suffering, no matter what it costs him. These values this compassion and humility, the trust of power, even in vulnerability. These are not things that the world will teach you. The world doesn't understand them. The emperor knows nothing about humility or compassion or the power of vulnerability. But Jesus teaches us. Jesus gives us these gifts. These treasures that the world rejects. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The humility and compassion and vulnerability and self-giving that the world rejects are the cornerstone of our faith. And Jesus teaches us that way to live that the world has rejected. And Jesus does it with the people that the world has rejected. The prostitutes, the lepers, the poor, the outcast. Those are the ones who show us the power that God gives us even in our vulnerability. The power of compassion. So we come to Jesus to learn that power with the people that the world doesn't think have power. Yesterday, we saw the power of those who this world rejects, the most vulnerable in our world, the children. If there is trouble, if there is budget to be cut, it will be in education. It will be in health care for children. It will be in things that make children's lives safe and whole and beautiful. They will suffer first. They are the ones who are rejected by our budgets and our policies and our laws. As they said yesterday, you care about your guns more than you care about us. They are being rejected. They are vulnerable. And yet we heard the power in that vulnerability. Jesus invites us to stand with those who hurt, even though the world rejects them. And so we come over and over again for Jesus to teach us this totally different way of living, to abandon the armies and the guns and the status and the power and trust love alone. So we come to this table over and over to feast on Jesus' love that changes us, that confronts our desire to get up on that war horse, that reminds us of the power that rides the little donkey. We come here to feast on this compassion, to let that vulnerability become part of who we are, to drink deep of that trust that God raises up the lowliest. Because we trust that it's not our armies or our guns that make us free. It's not even our laws. It's love. That's what makes us free. So we come with that woman to anoint Jesus, to be anointed by Jesus, to feast on his love, to be changed, and to bear that love out into the world that is still full of injustice. Today we will look at that injustice square in the face and see the love, beginning with this woman's gift. This is the last kind thing that anybody will ever do for Jesus. But he will be kind to the very end. with the love that does set us free and change us. Can you pray with me? God, we give you thanks for the love you show us in Jesus. Help us to take it in, to internalize that grace, so that we, full of the love that you have filled Christ with, can face the injustice of this world and even ourselves with nonviolence, generosity, beauty, courage. God, we give you thanks for the love that sets us free. And so we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your word, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.